Crichton's never made a plea bargain, as has been reported in some media outlets, but instead agreed to a stipulation for dismissal. Among other things, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office will dismiss the charges when it receives notification of the governor's resignation from the Secretary of State, and at that point, the same charges cannot be refiled. The document stipulates that the circuit attorney realizes the trial could be expensive with no guaranteed outcome, and that both parties agree that resolving the issue quickly is in the best interest of justice. It further requires Crichton's lawyers to drop their request to disqualify Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner from the proceeding and calls on them to release her, her office, and any hired consultants from civil liability. The defense had accused private investigator William Tisby of perjury and Gardner of allowing the offense. Two of the seven stipulations for dismissal have been sealed. It's not known if there are conditions within those stipulations that would call for them to be unsealed. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.